Hi there. The word for you today is find a mentor and become a mentor. In John 14, verse 12, Jesus said to his disciples, "The works that I do, you will do also." Now, Jesus was the perfect mentor. He told his disciples, "The works that I do, you'll do them also." Hey, if you want to reach the fullness of your God-given potential in life, ask God for the right mentors. You'll always go further with a good mentor coaching and pushing you. Now, some mentors are given for a short season and others for a lifetime. So you've got to know the difference. Question: how do you recognize a mentor? Well, let me give you 8 ways. The credo of the true mentor is this. Number 1. I'm willing to spend the time it takes to build a close relationship with the learner. Number 2. I commit myself to believing in the potential of the learner, to telling them the exciting future I see ahead for him or her, to visualizing and verbalizing the possibilities for his or her life. Number 3. I'm willing to be vulnerable and transparent before the learner. I'm willing not only to share my strengths and successes, but also my weaknesses, failures, brokenness, and sins. Number 4. I'm willing to be honest yet affirming in confronting the learner's errors, faults, and areas of immaturity. Number 5. I'm committed to standing by the learner through trials, even trials that are self-inflicted as a result of ignorance or error. Number 6. I'm committed to helping the learner set goals for his or her spiritual life, career, or ministry, and to helping the learner dream his or her dream. Number 7. I'm willing to objectively evaluate the learner's progress toward his or her goal. And number 8. Above all, I am committed to faithfully living out everything I teach.